Begin this morning by reading a passage from the Sambutsuge, a part of the larger sutra, and this larger sutra is kind of the basis for our Jodo Shinshu teaching, so I wanted to share a passage of that as we start our new Dharma school year. Sambutsuge no iku Jodo Shinshu no oshie no konpon となる お釈迦様の説法 であるところなんですけど それで 今年の Dharma School の 一学年始まりたいと思います Please join me in 合唱 合唱をお願いします I vow to become a Buddha equal to you, most honored king of the Dharma, and to bring sentient beings from birth and death to the final attainment of emancipation. My practice of giving, self-discipline, observance of precepts, forbearance, diligence, and also meditation and wisdom shall be unsurpassed. Negawakuwa. 私も仏となり、この世自在王仏のように迷いの人々をすべて救い、悟りの世界に至らせたい。伏せ上位と慈悔とニンニクと精進、このような善情と知恵を収めて、この上なく優れたもの Morning, everyone. 皆さんおはようございます。 Welcome back to Dharma School for another year. I'm very excited about this Dharma School year. I hope you all had a good summer. Did everyone have fun over the summer? No, Miles didn't have any fun. No? Did anyone do something that was fun over the summer? Take a trip? Yeah, how about you, Cole? What'd you do?
I went camping.
You went camping. That sounds like fun. Yeah, how about you, Doma? You went to the pool. That's right. How about you, Kate? You went to Japan. Wow, that sounds like a great trip. Yeah, how about you, Dan?
I went camping and I stopped. I saw the Big Dipper and the Little Dipper.
Wow, you saw the Big Dipper and the Little Dipper. Wow.
When you went camping.
When you went camping, right, because you're far away from the bright lights of the city, right? Yeah, how about you? How about
you?
You got a new dog? Wow, what's your dog's name?
Pepe.
What's that?
Pepe.
Pepe. Okay, very good. So now Stinky has a companion? Yep, very good, very good. Okay, so we did lots of fun things over the summer. Did anyone do something to be helpful over the summer, to help someone over the summer? Yeah, how about you, Nicole?
I volunteered.
You volunteered, very good. Where did you volunteer?
At the SPCA.
At the Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals, very good. Yeah, how about you, Katie?
I volunteered at the San Francisco.
You volunteered at the San Francisco Zoo, very good. We have some people who are very kind to animals here. How about you, Finley? Did you do something kind over the summer? You helped what? You helped with a dishwasher. That's very kind. That's very kind. Being kind and gentle to our parents, right? Right. It was very good. You know, many of us were practicing this kindness, being kind and gentle to every living thing, right? Which we read in the Golden Chain. Some of you spent some time with the Golden Chain. Yeah, Dioma? Do you do something to be helpful? That's right. You and your brother wash the dishes. That's right. That's something we can do to be helpful. Yeah, Enzo? You took care of the dogs, okay? I hear a theme here, a theme of being kind and gentle to animals. Animals. One of the things that it talks about in the Golden Chain, which we read, is being kind and gentle to every living thing. and to protect all who are weaker than oneself, all who are weaker than myself. Can you think of something or someone who's weaker than you are, who's weaker than yourself? Yeah, Enzo?
A hamster.
A hamster, okay. Yeah, how about you, Finley?
A goldfish.
A goldfish, yeah. Katie? A frog, right? How about you, Miles?
A snake,
okay, a snake. Yeah, Katie? Yeah. What's that? A fly. A fly is certainly weaker than we are, right? And so we can be kind and gentle to flies and snakes and hamsters. Yeah, Doma? A sea snake. You can be kind and gentle to a sea snake as well. Yeah, Enzo?
Yeah.
And a spider. We can be kind and gentle to spiders. How about you? How about you, Braden? A cockroach. That's right. We can be kind and gentle to cockroaches. This is to be truly Buddhist, right? Even if they're a little bit scary or creepy, they're weaker than us. Kind and gentle to every living thing. Is that easy?
Yes.
Is it easy to be? I see Enzo shaking his head. No? No? Yeah, flies and cockroaches. Sometimes we want to get rid of them, right? Yeah, Dilma? Sea snakes are poisonous, right? And so sometimes they're scary. Sometimes it's hard to be kind and gentle to things that are scary. But this is what a Buddha tries to do. And people who have the wisdom of the Buddha, this is the way that they live their lives. They live their lives. So there's a story I want to share with you this morning about a woman who had a very deep understanding of the Buddha's teaching. Her name was Okaru. Okaru, she lived in Japan many, many years ago, about 150 years ago. So before anyone you know was born, she was living in Japan in a place called Yamaguchi Prefecture in a small island. Small island, maybe you know someone from Yamaguchi Prefecture. She was living on this island and she was very wise and she really understood the teachings of the Buddha. And a lot of people would praise her and say, wow, her understanding of the Buddha's teachings is so profound. She's such a good Buddhist. And so one day in May, at the beginning of May, they would have a festival. Does anyone remember what festival comes at the beginning of May? A few months ago. Yeah. Japanese is now it's called Kodomo no Hi. Boys' Day, right? So in this village, they would have a custom. In May, it's warming up, weather's warm, but it's not too hot yet. So everybody would go down to the beach. They would go down to the beach. Did anyone go to the beach this past summer? Yeah? What do you like to do at the beach? Anyone have something they like to do at the beach? Mia, what do you like to do at the beach?
Look for sea glass.
Look for sea glass. Okay, Enzo, how about you?
Dig holes.
Dig holes, yep. How about you, Haley? You like to play in the waves? That's right. How about you, Nicole?
Spot a whale.
Spot a whale, right? And so Enzo says talking about digging in the sand. And the people in Okaru's village, they would dig in the sand too. And they were looking for something.
Sharky?
They were looking for something to eat.
Oh my God.
Yeah, they were digging in the sand looking for something to eat.
Because.
Yeah. Does anyone here like to eat clams? Clams, yeah, you like clams, Ren? So if you dig in the sand, you can dig up clams. You can dig up clams. And this was the only time of the whole year that people would be allowed to dig in the sand and dig up clams. It was like these days, there are certain seasons when you can pick abalone or take certain things from the seashore. It was the same way back then in Japan. And so this was the one day of the year people could dig up clams and eat them. Because they're delicious. People would like to eat them. So they would dig them up. And because it was the one day of a year, how much do you think they would dig up?
A thousand.
That's right. As many as they could. Lots and lots. And they would fill buckets and buckets with these clams. Because that was the one day a year that they would get to do it. Yeah, Enzo?
People steal from other buckets.
Would they steal from other buckets? I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe they were all very kind and generous. But you never know. So everybody, they would collect clams and they would fill their buckets with clams. And you know what? This wise woman, Okaru, she would join in the village. She would go down. She went down one day with everyone else and she was digging up clams and she was filling up her buckets. You know what? People started to whisper about her. Said, look at that, Okaru. She's supposed to be such a good Buddhist. She's supposed to be so wise. Don't the Buddha's teachings say that you're supposed to be kind and gentle to every living thing? What about those clams? Do you think they want to be dug up and eaten?
No.
No, no. So people would say, look at Okaru. She's not very kind, is she, after all? She doesn't really understand the teachings of the Buddha, does she? So everybody was whispering, kind of laughing at her behind her back. And the end of the day, they were all snickering as they walked back to their homes. And when you bring a bucket full of clams, you can't eat the whole thing in one day. They wanted to keep it for about a week and keep eating them. But what clams need is fresh water. Clams need fresh water. So how would they get fresh water? They do. What do you think, Braden? From the ocean, that's exactly right. They would have to go back down to the beach to collect fresh water. So late that night, they went home. After you come home from the beach, there's a lot to do, right? You have to unpack your car. You have to vacuum out all the sand. You have to do the laundry. You have to take a bath. And so one man, at the end of the day, he'd done all these things. He'd taken care of everything. His children were asleep in bed. It was almost midnight. It was pitch dark outside, but he realized, oh no, I forgot to get fresh water for my clams. I was looking forward to eating them tomorrow and the next day and the day after that, so I better go back down to the beach to get some water. So he grabbed two big buckets and he walked down to the beach, and as he got close to the water, he saw someone there by the shore. And he couldn't quite make it out what they were doing, but it looked like they were dumping something in the water. And he thought, oh no, is that a litter bug? Is that somebody polluting the ocean? Are they throwing their garbage in the sea? And so he got closer and closer, trying to spy on the person, see who it was. Maybe he could report them to the police the next day. So he got very close. And when he got very close, he recognized, I know that old lady. That's Okaru. That's that old lady Okaru. What's she doing? She's saying something. Let me get a little bit closer so that I can hear what she's saying. As he got closer, he heard her. She was saying, go back to the sea. Go back home. Go back home, little shellfish. Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu. What do you think she was doing? Yeah? Do you know Aoki?
Yeah, she was the shellfish back in the water.
That's right. She was putting them back in the water. She was letting them go. She's letting them go, right? Yeah, Finley?
I think she stole other people's shellfish.
You think she stole other people's shellfish? She was letting them go. Yeah, Katie? What was that, Katie?
Essentially, she's releasing them back into the water.
That's exactly right. She's releasing them back into the water. So she is very kind. She is very kind, but she doesn't make a big show out of it, right? She doesn't go in front of everybody and say, look at me. I'm a good Buddhist. How about you? She doesn't point at people and say, you shouldn't get those shellfish. She goes and she takes part in the festival. She takes part. She's there with everyone. But she doesn't do exactly as they do, right? She does it a little bit different. She does it her own way. And she doesn't make a show of it. She doesn't try to impress anyone. But she knows what's right and she does what's right. Right? This is the way of living in the Nembutsu. Right? To know in your heart that the Buddha's teachings are true, that we ought to be kind and gentle to every living thing. We ought to, right? And to try to live that way, but we can't do it perfectly. And since we can't do it perfectly, maybe we shouldn't be pointing fingers at other people, but rather look at ourselves, look at the way that we're living, the way we're living, right? This morning as I was driving here to the temple, I get up pretty early to come here, come to the temple in the mornings. It was a little before 7. I was driving over here, and some of the animals that are out at night, the nocturnal animals, are still out early in the morning because it's not quite bright yet. And as I was driving up Delaware, just about 9th Street, a raccoon rushed across the street right in front of me. I had to slam on the brakes. I'm glad no one was behind me. But I slammed on the brakes and he made it across. But I thought, how many raccoons maybe don't make it across, right? Maybe if it had just been a couple seconds later, I might not have been able to break in time. And I thought that this road is very dangerous, not just for people, but for all the animals that live here. But thanks to this nice paved road, I can get from my house to the temple in about 7 minutes. 7 minutes on a Sunday morning with no traffic. So convenient. So convenient. And because of this road that probably harms many animals, once in a while you see an animal that didn't quite make it across the road, right? So because of these roads, we're able to travel where we go. Even if we're a vegetarian and don't eat any meat, if we ride in a car, if we even walk down the street, because of those streets, then we're receiving the lives of many animals. So we can't live perfectly. We receive life just by being alive, right? But we can be grateful to all those animals, grateful to those shellfish that we might eat, and try our best in our hearts without making a big show of it, but to try to practice kindness. And this is the perfection of endeavor, diligence, the paramita of virya. So this month, now that we're starting our services here in September, this is our Ohigan month. So for this month, we're going to be talking about the six paramitas. And the fourth of the six is virya. If you're interested, you can look at the other ones. They're printed here in the Dharma School book on page 5. Okay, so we'll be learning about this all month and also thinking about the teachings of the Buddha who did all of these things perfectly, and how we receive that wisdom and compassion of the Buddha in the Nembutsu. To know that the Buddha's teaching is true. It's true for me, and if I live in this teaching, then I can be happy and live with peace. That's our way of living in the Nembutsu. この Nembutsu という生き方は、私はいい人とかというふりをするよりは、心の中にどういうふうに私が生きていけること、よくよく自分の姿を見つめて、そしてその自分の姿をよく見るために光がいりますね。それは仏様の光が、仏様の見教えが私たちを照らす光。で、私の本当の姿を見たら、ああ仏様がこんな私でも救えるという力が気づくことができます。それによって、南無阿弥陀仏の感謝の念仏が出てくるということですね。これはお念仏の生き方ということです。
So in conclusion, I'd like to once again read these words of the Buddha and invite you to join me in Gassho.
そして最後に仏様の言葉をもう一度いただきたいと思います。Please join me in Gassho.
When I become a Buddha,equal to you, the most honored king of the Dharma, I will bring sentient beings from birth and death to the final attainment of emancipation. My practice of giving, self-discipline, observance of precepts, forbearance and diligence, and also meditation and wisdom shall be unsurpassed.
Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu.Namam Bhavatsu, Namam Bhavatsu, Namam Bhavatsu, Namam Bhavatsu, Namam Bhavatsu.